In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Oh, how we need to hear the Word of God. For faith comes by hearing the Word of God being preached. How we need to hear that we are loved with an everlasting love. How we need to hear that God doesn't change His mind. He decided on the cross to love us in such a way that He would forgive our sins as we go to confession. I tell you how we need to hear the Word of God. How we need to hear what God wants for us. I'm reading from Luke 6:6. I'm taking Luke because the church is using Luke on Sundays now. On another Sabbath, well, that's a Saturday. The Sabbath was the Saturday. He entered the synagogue and taught. Why did he teach? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. The people receive faith as he begins to teach them. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. He had a withered right hand. The scribes and the Pharisees watched Jesus to see whether he would cure on the Sabbath. Imagine how foolish these scribes and Pharisees were. Will he heal on the Sabbath? I tell you, God is the one who heals. Jesus is both God and man. I can only tell you that Jesus has given the church the power to lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Not only the seven sacraments which Jesus gave us, but he has given us lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Even on the Sabbath, Jesus healed the sick. Why? Because people were in need. Oh yes, these scribes and Pharisees wanted to kill Jesus because he broke the Sabbath law. He did not. He is Lord of the Sabbath. So that they might find an accusation against Jesus, so they could accuse him for breaking the Sabbath law. But he tells us in Luke that he is Lord of the Sabbath. Even though he knew that they were thinking, he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come and stand here." He knew the hearts of the Pharisees and scribes. He knew that they were trying to trap him. Oh, you can't keep anything away from Jesus. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in your mind. Just tell him about it. Just let him know about it. It's called prayer. He knows what's in your heart. You might be angry with him today because something has happened that you didn't want to happen. Well, just tell him about it and tell him to forgive you and to make you new that you didn't understand why this happens. You still don't understand it, but you're going to trust him. You're going to trust him. He got up and stood there, the man. Then Jesus said to the man with the withered arm, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath?" This is to the Pharisees and the scribes, to save life or to destroy life. He's asking them the question, is it good to do good on the Sabbath? Is it good to heal on the Sabbath? After looking around at all of them, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Rather than having a party, they want to put Jesus in jail. They want to kill Jesus because he healed on the Sabbath. I tell you, any day is good to be healing people. Oh yes, I say go to the best doctors. Go to the best doctors and tell the doctor exactly what you're going through. so that he can prescribe medicine. But don't stop with the best doctors. Go to people that will lay hands upon the sick and see them getting well. How we need both. We need good doctors, and we need good people who will pray for the sick. Jesus gave that blessing to the church. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. Verse 12. Now during those days he went up on the mountain, guess what he's doing, to pray. Luke is the gospel of prayer. Jesus prays at his baptism. Jesus prays at the transfiguration. And Jesus prays when he goes up the mountain to choose the 12. And he spent the night in prayer to God. How we need to pray. How we need to spend time with Jesus. How we need to give our life to Jesus in prayer. How we need to look at him in faith. How we need. Just last night, someone came to me, and it was late, and I was able to tell him, the one that has to change is you. Oh, yes. He smiled. He says, Mary told me the same thing, Mary, his doctor. The one who has to change is you. Oh, yes. We are the ones that need to change by the grace of the living God. We are the ones that to change, believing now that we shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Oh, yes, this is God's command. Lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. And when the day came, he called his disciples after he spent the night in prayer. And he chose 12 of them, whom he also called apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, and James and John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who would become the traitor. This is an interesting group of people. Here you have an ex-tax collector, and you have a zealot. Zealots would kill Jews who worked for Rome. That's what Matthew did. But they're all under one roof on the day of Pentecost. They're all praying in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Oh, that's what it says. And you know what? I wonder, in the early days of his ministry, that Jesus had to tell Matthew and the zealot to love each other, not to hate each other. Jesus called these people on purpose. He came down with them, down from the mountain, and stood on a level place with the great crowd of his disciples and the great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They came to hear him. Oh, yes, again, Jesus preaches so that people will have faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Jesus is the word of God made flesh, and he preaches to the people so that they would find faith. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. They already had some faith. They knew that this Jesus was Dr. Jesus, and they needed a touch from Dr. Jesus. They needed that Jesus would touch them and heal them. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. Those who were demonically possessed were cured. And I tell you, those demons knew who Jesus was. But he does not want any PR work from demons. He wants PR work from you to tell people about Jesus. And all the crowd were trying to touch him. Why? For power came out from him and healed all of them. I tell you, the risen Lord. Power comes from the risen Lord, the crucified Lord. Power comes from the crucified Lord and the risen Lord. There is power in the blood of Jesus, that blood that not only forgives but heals us. By his stripes we were healed, Isaiah says, and St. Peter says in one of his letters. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." How much do you need God today? How much do you need Jesus today? I need him 100%. "Blessed are you who are hungry now. You will be filled." Are you hungry for the Word of God? Are you hungry for Jesus? Remember on the cross, one of the words he said is, "I thirst." He thirsts for you. He thirsts for me, that we would lay down our life at the cross and give ourselves to him. "Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh." Oh yes, weeping comes in the night, but joy comes in the morning. I tell you, maybe you're in a sense, an experience of weeping. One day you're going to laugh. I say to God, "Transform me. Give me your grace." "Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, when they revile you, when they defame you on account of the Son of Man." Oh yeah, you're blessed when you're persecuted. You're blessed when you're persecuted. Jesus did not promise cancer. He did promise persecution for the name of Jesus. How many of us are persecuted because we love Jesus? How many of us are persecuted because we love the Son of Man? I tell you, our persecution is the popcorn stage. They're throwing popcorn at us. But I also will tell you that there are men and women and children in Nigeria, in Asia, even in Mexico, who have died for the faith in Jesus Christ and who will die even today. I tell you, those are the persecuted Christians. Those are the ones that laid their lives down for Jesus Christ. Rejoice in that day. What day? When they exclude you, when they revile you, when they defame you on account of Jesus. Rejoice in that day. Leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what they did to our ancestors, their ancestors, to the prophets. Oh yes, the prophets were hated. They were hated. The prophet Jeremiah was hated. They threw him in a cistern. They threw him in a cistern. And Jeremiah was up to his waist in mud. And yet he at one time said, "I'm not going to preach anymore about this coming of the Word of God. I'm not going to preach anymore because they hate me. They revile me. They persecute me." But he said there was a flame in his bones that he had to come again and preach the Word of God to the Jews. "But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation." No, just share your riches. Share your riches, I tell you. Don't just be rich. Share what God has given you. He taught me that a long time ago, how to tithe. It started in the seminary when I had nothing. It started in the seminary when I had nothing. And when people would give me money, I would give 10%. It is so important to share your money with people. Share your vehicle with people. "Woe to you who are full now. You will be hungry." Oh, fill us with the Word of God. Make us hungry for the Word of God. "Woe to you who are laughing now. You will mourn and weep. Woe to you when they speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." People say to me, "Father, everybody speaks well of you." Oh, no, that's not true. I don't belong to the false prophets. There are people that won't listen to me, people that hate me, that people, I don't care, I don't hate them. I haven't got the inclination to hate. It takes too much trouble to hate, I tell you, too much power to hate. But, you know, there are people who want to see me off the air. But, you know, that's the persecution. As long as I don't know who they are, so that I won't feel bad about it. But I do know that everyone doesn't love Father Tom, and you know, everyone shouldn't love me, because that's what they did to the false prophets. But I say to you, I'm talking to you today, and to me, of course, to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Love your enemies. Do not curse them, but love them. And do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you. You need the grace to do these things. You need the grace of God to do these things. You cannot do them on your own. You need the grace of God to love your enemies, to bless those who curse you, to pray for those who abuse you. The grace of God comes from Calvary. We need the grace of God. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And for anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. That's the golden command. Do to others as you would have them do to you. But Jesus in John's gospel at the end says, love one another as I have loved you even until death. Oh yes, Jesus requires that we love our enemies, that we pray for those who persecute us. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. That's right. It's easy to love those people that love me. Oh yes, what credit is that? Even sinners and tax collectors do that. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? What credit? You have to look at the people that you're ministering to. They're not all the beautiful people who think you're the best thing since sliced bread. Oh yes, someone came to me last night in need, and we prayed. And I said to the person, as I'm saying to you and to myself, God wants to change you. God wants to change me by His Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of God. For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those for whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive much back again. But love your enemies. Do good. Lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Oh yes, and when it rains on the good and the evil. It rains on the ungrateful and the wicked, as well as the saints of God. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. See, we are children of God. Therefore, we should be acting like God the Father. God the Father is filled with mercy. God so loved the world that He gave Jesus Christ in crucifixion, that whoever believes in the name of Jesus will have eternal life. God did not send the Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Do you know these things today? Are you assured that you're trying at least to love those who hate you? Are you at least praying for them? Oh yes. You don't even have to pray for them for a long time. Say an Our Father for them. Say a Hail Mary for them. You don't have to pray a long time for those that hate you. Just one little prayer each day for those people that do not love you and even hate you. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Hallelujah. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Give, and it will be given to you. Oh, tithe your money. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your lap. Oh, yeah, give, and it shall be given to you. Oh, yes, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. That's forgiveness as well as money. He also told them a parable. Can a blind man guide a blind man? Will not both fall into the pit? Of course. A disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. Yes. We should be looking like Jesus a little every day. Oh, yes. He is our Lord. We are in communion with Him. We receive His body and blood. We should be looking like Jesus, not bitter, not hateful, not mean, but looking like Jesus. When I said to the young man last night, you need to change, I wasn't saying it in condemnation. I was saying it because God told me to say it. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Oh, yes. Don't try to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye until you take the log out of your own eye. Or how can you say to your neighbor, friend, let me take out the speck in your eye, when you yourself do not see the log in your own eye? I tell you, deal with yourself in the power of the Holy Spirit, not through guilt, not through shame, but deal with yourself. Admit the things that need to be changed. Go to confession. Oh, yes. Deal with yourself in the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't hate yourself. Oh, no, it doesn't do any good. It only makes you bitter. But deal with those things in you and in me that are not of God, that do not look like Jesus Christ. You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Do you hear what God is saying to you today? He wants you to love your neighbor. He wants you to love those who hate you. He wants you to love those who make fun of you. How do you do that? You just say a little prayer for them every day. You don't want to keep on thinking about them. You say a little prayer for them every day. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. I have an apple tree in back that never gets sprayed. Every apple that was on it was eaten away by worms. It's a bad tree producing bad fruit. Figs are not gathered from thorns, nor grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good man, out of the goodness treasury of his heart, produces good, and the evil man, out of the evil treasure, produces evil. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that your mouth speaks. Touch your heart right now. What comes out of your heart, then touch your mouth, comes through your mouth. What comes out of your mouth comes from your heart. Oh, yes, we all have heart trouble. God wants to give us a heart of flesh to take away the heart of stone. God wants to give us a heart of flesh filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with God Almighty. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. This Sunday, the 9th of December at 2 o'clock at Holy Rosary in Winthrop, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass., we have the live nativity. Oh, yes, this is what Christmas is all about. It's not about being crazy and going into malls as if they were the temples of the day. It's about worshiping the Father and especially the Son, who became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and was brought forth in Bethlehem. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.